Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The intensity that we started with was great. You know, the level of extra effort plays that we made. You know, you think about some of the shots that we blocked from guys that were out of position and kind of saved possessions. Then the way we were able to scramble and come up with, you know, the defensive rebound and the long rebounds and then get out and go. You know, that sense of urgency is how we have to play every single night. You know, I thought from the beginning the guys were pointed on their message to one another, how hard they were going to play and how they were going to compete on the defensive end of the floor.
Shelvin Mack over Javon Carter tonight. Was that a lineup decision? Was Carter having issues with the sore knee?
No, that was a decision that we made. You know, just looking over the past couple of games, you know, I wanted Shelvin, you know, to get an opportunity to kind of reboot himself at the same time, giving Javon an opportunity to play because I think, you know, for his development, he's going to have to play. I thought Shelvin came back with a sense of purpose and played well with that second unit and was able to organize, got after people defensively. But I thought, you know, that, you know, a little bit of time to reflect may help Shelvin. And, you know, the work he put in, I think it helped him.
JB, after a really rough stretch and all the off the court stuff that's been happening, to see your team do this tonight, what does that mean to you personally?
I mean, it means a lot. You know, I mean, there's, you know, there's such a level of respect that I have for these guys and, you know, a want to see them succeed that it's tough, you know, to watch them go through struggles, whether it's individual, whether it's personal, whether it's team related. You know, it's difficult to see them every single day, you know, doing the right things. You know, it's not like, you know, they're guys who don't come to work every day, who don't compete, who aren't unselfish. You know, I mean, they're trying to do things the right way, and you just want to see them be rewarded for it. So for it to happen, you know, the way that it happened tonight was great. You know, it can't just be tonight. You know, that's not what we're here for. You know, the way that we played with that tenacity to start the game, that's got to be something that we do every single night. You know, we talk about guys, you know, talk to our guys about where we want to live, right? We want to live in that sense of urgency for, you know, every possession matters. And it's, you know, the same thing we talked about, you know, this morning in pregame. It's what is your responsibility right now? Not what was it 2 plays ago, 2 days ago. Right now, what is my job and how do I carry out my assignment to help my team over and over and over again? And, you know, for the most part, I think we did that tonight.
JB, obviously, Mark's numbers jump off the page, but Jermichael also had a double-double. What did you see in that potential matchup where he was going to have success going against DeRozan?
I mean, again, he's one of our, you know, toughest, most physical presence that we have. And, you know, he plays with an energy that can spark everybody else. And I just, you know, thought the way the game was going, the job that he was doing, you know, defensively, but also on the offensive end of the floor, you know, we needed some shots to go down. And he was able to make some threes, you know, so I, you know, left him out there. And I thought he was big for us, you know, in the fourth quarter and down the stretch. No, I mean, no, it was trying to keep guys on the court, you know, that I thought were competing at a high level, you know, and I thought Jermichael was. So, you know, our guys understand it. You know, we try to reward guys, you know, for your play. If you're playing that hard, you're competing that hard, you know, the reward is staying on the floor. And, you know, the foul situations obviously, you know, impact that some. But, you know, I thought his effort was phenomenal. His impact on the game was huge. And then, you know, I mean, you can't say enough about Mark. You know, Mark being that aggressive, you know, offensively on the defensive boards, you know, the way he protected the paint, the communication, the spirit that he played with, that was the driving force for us tonight.
Seems like the team was in a similar situation a couple weeks ago, getting a big win over the Lakers after a run of losses. You know, this time around, how do you keep the same energy going, you know, forward and not let it fizzle out?
I think it's, again, where our focus is. You know, today, you know, it was fun. We'll enjoy it, but it's over. So, you know, Saturday when we show up, it's what is your responsibility right now? You know, what's your assignment? What's your coverage? What's your communication? And, you know, again, the team that normally does that correctly is the team that normally wins. So that's where we have to stay focused on, and that's what's got to be our priority.
Coach, throughout the losses you guys have had this season, it seems like you've had one quarter that really set you back. It seemed like Aldridge was getting going to start the third. How are you guys kind of able to prevent that from snowballing and continuing into it be a bad quarter?
I think it's where we focused. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't focus on LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, scoring. You know, that play was over. So we focused on the next possession, and everybody carried out their assignment. You know, we came back down defensively. You know, we put him in some tough positions, and he's a heck of a player, and he makes some tough shots. But, you know, once you start to take the weight of, you know, what's happened before off your shoulders and just focus on the now, right, that possession doesn't have that much more pressure than, you know, the five or six games previous. So all you can do is worry about the moment that you're in and carry out that assignment. And again, you know, we've been preaching it to the guys, and I think tonight it showed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.